There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement, a constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else, stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly. Introducing the book, Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills, the second edition. Inside, you'll read
the Amateur Mission Statement,
the 30 Truths About Amateurs, the 4 Stages of Being an Amateur, Amateur Habitats and History, Social Media plus Me equals Amateur,
Technology and Amateur Behavior,
with dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh-out-loud real-life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by Amateur Nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.
Warning. The podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled, drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. Especially today. This is episode 150. It's a landmark episode. Sex, drugs, and crock and bowl. 150 episodes. Now, admittedly, we took about a five-month hiatus as I moved cross-country from California back to my home state of Ohio, where I had to get everything set up and have my studio ready to go. And look, I easily could have just done a half-assed version of this podcast and kind of done it without the production values that you're accustomed to, with some suffering audio quality and way less preparation. But if you know me, you know I don't like to do things half-assed. I like to use my whole ass. So I am especially thankful this episode being recorded the day after Thanksgiving for my fans and supporters of this show who have been with me from the beginning, and my new listeners and people who are emailing and people buying No Amateur shirts and keychains. I really do appreciate your likes and comments on my social media pages, and I do not take it lightly. I truly appreciate the support I get, and of course, I could always use more. So if each of my listeners would just tell one person, hey, you got to check out this podcast, and I'm going by what my comments and reviews of the podcast have said, like, this guy tells it like it is, he doesn't pull any punches, he's not beholden to sponsors, I'm always looking for new sponsors and ways to improve the show. You have a chance to win free swag simply by emailing and commenting on the show. If I read your comment or your topic idea, free stuff coming your way. And speaking of the No Amateurs keychains and t-shirts, what a great stocking stuffer. Super affordable, and I will get them to you so they will definitely get to you by Christmas Eve. And you can order my No Amateurs t-shirts and keychains at lousantini.com/shop. And or like I said, you can win one by commenting or emailing the show. I also ask that you subscribe to Lou Santini Entertainment, both on YouTube and on my Facebook page. You can find me on my new and relatively small Instagram page since it got shut down due to hurt bunny feelings by Amateur Nation. My Instagram is at lou.santini3. Find me on Getter, which I'm relatively new on there as well. It's at Lou Santini. And I'm using TikTok now, as much as I loathe that communist Chinese corrupting our children of the world social media site, I have no problem using them to promote my message against them. You can find me on TikTok at Amateur Nation. When you subscribe or follow me on any of those social media pages, you can actually get sneak peek previews of what's to come, some in case you missed it, promos, and plus, you know, other fun and or funny things or other news or social commentary that I bestow upon my fans and listeners. So check me out. Before we get started with the three topics, did you see LaKami James had yet another, how many is this, another mental meltdown? I cannot think in my lifetime of a professional athlete of that caliber with less mental toughness. Seriously, in relation to his status and body of work, no pro athlete comes to mind with a more fragile ego and fragile mental focus. I've been saying all along, the more fans and the media throw him under the bus, deservedly, the worse he plays. Whether it's injuries, his on and off court meltdowns, lashing out at players, and now the latest, having fans thrown out of a game at an opponent's arena. It wasn't even at his home arena in Los Angeles. Now, there's no confirmation just yet, but it seems that a couple of fans were calling him LeCaron and LeSnitch, and LaKami could not block that out. I mean, you got 20,000 fans at Staples Center. Oh, sorry, Crypto.com Arena. An arena full of fans, not to mention, oh, I don't know, his fellow teammates that need his focus and his direction, and yet his focus is on two courtside fans who don't like him. Sports writer Josh Yohe, if I'm saying his name correctly, wrote on Twitter, "That's the difference between Jordan and LeBron. Jordan would have wanted them to stay in the front row, would have drained 10 straight shots and stared them down after each one." He's 100% correct on that. By the way, this happening with LaKami James is just a couple weeks after being interviewed about Enes Kanter calling him out for being China's bitch and wearing shoes illustrating Xi Jinping crowning LaKami, to which James said, "Well, I walked by him and he didn't even say anything to me. I don't give people my energy." This delusional egomaniac thinks being ignored by fellow athletes, to him, it means that people are intimidated by him. No, LeBron, it means people see you for who you really are and they're disgusted by you. When two fans who pay good money, big money, to sit courtside to see a game taunt you and clearly can get in your head, you have showed your lack of mental strength and focus. Being a professional athlete is not just your physical prowess. You need to be mentally tough. That's what separates the good players, the people who just get signed as professional athletes, and the Hall of Famers, the legends. And don't forget the cheap shot that resulted in bloodying the face of Detroit Pistons player Isaiah Stewart. Folks, what we have here is a very wealthy, very talented, very corrupt, very weak-minded crybaby who will never repair the damage to his image. Because one, he doesn't have the mental fortitude, and two, he doesn't have the humility to admit that he was wrong. Because LeBron James equates money, not to power, but to intelligence. He thinks the more money you have, that must mean he's really smart. I implore NBA fans everywhere, keep taunting China's bitch. He's a disgrace to the NBA, professional sports, and most importantly, America. He made his choice. He could have had wealth, power, fans, adoration, and respect. He chose uber wealth, pseudo power, less fans, misplaced adoration, and no respect. Here's what's happening in Amateur Nation.
Topic number one.
I've been to my share of concerts. Hard rock and heavy metal, and otherwise, having worked on the radio 6 days a week for 11 years. Front row, backstage, on stage, interviewed hundreds of rock stars and various entertainers. I gotta admit, I've seen a lot backstage at shows and on stage at shows. I've never experienced or saw what I'm about to tell you. Now, here's your headline, found everywhere, but this one in particular from Insider.com. You ready? Rocker Sophia Urista apologizes for peeing on a fan's face during a performance. I am not a shock artist. Let that soak in. No pun intended. Okay. A. Who? B. She apologized. Sorry I peed on your face. Hallmark just doesn't have a card for that. C. You may not be a shock artist, but you are a pig. D. Anyone else find it funny that her last name is Eurista? And if you find me calling a woman who pees on a fan's face a pig offensive, you need to check your amateur privilege. It always amazes me when someone, you know, you got something like this, you got a rock star who brings, I'll get to the story in a second, who brings a fan on stage, squats over them, pees on their face, and then says, I'm not a shock artist. These are like the criminals who commit a serious felony, and they say, I'm not a criminal, I'm not a bad guy, I'm not a bad person. In an effort to be fair and get both sides of the peed on fence, here is the article. The lead singer of the rock group Brass Against apologized for peeing on a fan's face during a recent performance. A video shared on social media showed Sophia Eurista pulling down her pants and peeing on a fan who lay on the stage at the Rockville Metal Festival last week in Daytona Beach, Florida. I have always pushed the limits in music and on stage. That night, I pushed the limits too far. Someone would explain to this broad what music is? That's not peeing. You're not pushing the limits in music. You're pushing the limits on human decency and, I don't know, public safety? I'm no musician, but I am an entertainer, and I don't claim to know all the rules and nuances of performing, but not peeing on the fans would probably be a top five rule. She said, I know that some were hurt or offended by what I did. I apologize to them and want them to know that I didn't mean to hurt them. This is where a reporter who is, you know, in the crowd during a press conference needs to ask, okay, so what did you mean to do when you peed on a fan? She said, I am not a shock artist. I always want to put the music first. Oh, you know what? You may want that, but guess what? You'll always be known for this. Your parents must be so proud. That high school reunion is going to be sweet, provided you graduated high school. And like most amateurs, she didn't learn either, adding this comment on a post promoting a future show. She says, if you're not over the incident yet, feel free to use my comment section to take a piss. Otherwise, click link in bio to get your tics, she wrote in capital letters. It's in my book. It's in the top. It's in the 30 rules about amateurs. Amateurs never learn. Hey, how was that concert? I don't want to talk about it. Maybe she'll poop on someone next time. Have her period and bleed on him. Maybe she could open for R. Kelly. Is he out of prison? Is he in prison? I don't know what his story is. And maybe they can perform a duet. There it is. R. Kelly and Sophia Eurista. And then the tour could be sponsored by Depends. All right, I even got, here we go. Off the top of my head. Top three tour names. The He and She Pee on Thee Tour. The Stay Golden Shower Tour. And the Ebony and Urinary Tour. But don't forget, she is not a shock artist.
Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
Topic number two.
Topic number two.
Topic number two.
I saw this headline on LinkedIn, of all places. Here's your headline. Erin Jackson becomes first Black American woman to win World Cup speed skating race. And of course came the dozens of likes and trite heart-shaped emojis and love this type comments. No real insight, no critical thinking, no expanding on any thoughts, just here's an emoji, love this. Just amateurs and their knee-jerk bullshit virtue signaling and posturing. Ah, I'm a good person. I saw the words first Black American woman and I hit the buzzer. And if you're the kind of person who would hit the like button while really believing that her skin color should not matter, which it should not, that makes you an insanely hypocritical person who's just protecting your ass. Seriously, raise your hand if you love a phony. Someone explain to me why this woman's race, winning a speed skating race, was important. Her skin color didn't speed skate, she did. And until we stop calling attention to this crap, nothing's going to change. Here's what this sentence and story is really saying. This race normally never does this thing. Racist, isn't it? Were Black women kept from speed skating for centuries? Were they banned? Her skin didn't perform. She did. Her mind did. Her willpower did. Her discipline did. Her body did. Her training did. What, in spite of the fact that she's black? In spite of the fact that she's a woman? Oh, good for her. Normally a woman, especially a black woman, wouldn't even be able to speed skate, let alone winning a race or a World Cup competition. How disrespectful to Erin Jackson and her hard work. Her accomplishment minimized to mention that she has a vagina and dark skin, which, as any speed skater will tell you, severely limit your chances to win a speed skating race. Shame on you. You, amateur. You, the amateur liking that post and any kind of post like it, are the racists. You fucking hypocrites. Still want to subscribe to my Facebook and YouTube pages? Lou Santini Entertainment. My Instagram is at lou.santini3. Getter at Lou Santini. TikTok at Amateur Nation. Topic number three is next. They're finally here.
The new No Amateurs men's and women's t-shirts and keychains.
The men's tees are a soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend.
It's sport royal blue.
Displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag centered atop.
Available in medium, large, extra large, and double extra large.
The women's tees are a lightweight, super soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend.
In royal blue.
And are fitted, displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag.
Available in small, medium, large, and extra.
The keychains are made from durable rubber with the No Amateurs logo and the waving American flag.
T-shirts just $22.95.
Keychains just $5.
Please add $6.95 for shipping and handling for all orders inside the U.S.
Order any two shirts and get a free No Amateurs keychain.
Available at lousantini.com.
LouSantini.com.
Say no to amateurs.
And go pro.
And order your No Amateurs t-shirt and keychain today. Here comes a head shaker story, as I call them. So hopefully you're warmed up. Begin shaking your head left to the right, left to right, like you gotta be kidding me. Just go ahead, just do it now. Just get yourself in that head shaking mood. Here's your headline. Brothel offered free sex session to patrons who get COVID vax on site. Here's the story from the New York Post. Guess a spoonful of sugar really does make the medicine go down. An Austrian brothel has devised an ingenious way to incentivize people to get the coronavirus vaccine by offering promised patrons a free fling with a prostitute of their choosing. Wow, it's funny. You don't get the choice of getting the vaccine, but at least you get to pick your own hooker. I'm surprised they don't tell you which hooker you're going to be getting. With the prostitute of their choosing if they get immunized at the bordello. I mean, I can hear that now. Honey, I did it for the family. Christopher Lilacker, director of the Fun Palace in Vienna, said, "We are very popular. They created this initiative in response to the recent government mandate barring the unvaccinated from restaurants and other indoor areas. The measure, known as 2G, had reportedly caused a 50% dip in the number of clients at the brothel. Men who get inoculated on site will be gifted a free 30-minute session in the Skins Merchants VIP Club with the lady of their choice. Think of it as a sexy nurse role-playing scenario, but with actual medical care." That is what the article says. They literally want you to think that getting a vaccine in a brothel is the equivalent of a role-playing scenario, but this time you get actual medical care. Wow, it's the best of both worlds. Good health and sex. As if life as a prostitute is not dismal enough, right? You're leading the life of a prostitute in a brothel, and you're not even getting paid cash now. Your body is being used so other people can get a vaccine that is unnecessary, possibly deadly and toxic. Feeling good about yourself, ladies? You know, look, I just picture the guy with the woman. "Look, I'm only doing this because I want to be able to eat at McDonald's without a hassle." That's not the same needle you shoot up with, is it? Oh, by the way, this for your health and safety measure gets even better. Listen to this. Boys as young as 14 are reportedly allowed to access the clinic provided they have an adult with them. Aw, that's nice, because going to a hooker alone while getting an unproven tracking device implanted would be bad parenting. This is a real good father-son moment, or maybe mother-son moment. This sounds like legit, legal, modern, above-board medicine, no? What, because it's not happening in America, it's okay? Oh, that's right, I forgot. In America, we get hamburgers, donuts, and the chance to win a college scholarship. Much more ethical. You absolute chimps. And the medical establishment wonders why they lack credibility and trust. Can I help you? Yes, I'd like the double fucked combo, please. Or how about this conversation? Doctor says, I have some good news and bad news. The patient says, well, give me the good news first. Doctor says, well, you don't have COVID. All right, what's the bad news? Well, you have AIDS now. And yes, I know that is in Austria, but right here in America, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf offered state employees, 5 days off with paid leave if they got the unnecessary communist jab. Sidebar. This was recently seen in San Francisco. And I must have stared at this photograph for 10 minutes because I couldn't believe it. So this was seen in San Francisco. Their city motto, that smell you smell is Pelosi's policies. It shows a billboard showing a, of course, racially diverse group of 20-somethings laughing and partying and taking selfies with this caption. I want you to picture that first. You got five or six racially diverse group of millennials, 20-somethings. They're laughing. One girl has her head thrown back. She's laughing really hard. The rest is taking a selfie or whatever. With this caption, in capital letters, no overdose, meaning K-N-O-W. Like, you should know when you see an overdose happening. And here's the rest of the message. Do it with friends. Use with people and take turns. Try not to use alone or have someone check on you. Still shaking your head? This is medical advice now. This is the medical advice. This is public health advice. This is responsible? This seems safe to you, amateur nation? Again, from last week, it doesn't bother you? Well, Lou, addicts need help and counseling. Yeah, we have to wear masks, get an untested gene experiment, but the addicts, hey, you know what? Try not to take illegal hardcore drugs alone. You know, take turns. If you can't, stop hogging the needle. No fair. If you see someone overdosing, you know, do it as a group. Look, I've never been an addict, but I've known plenty. And seeing a billboard that basically says, look, you're not going to quit, and we don't want you to quit because we need you to stay alive and destroy America. Otherwise, we'd say, stop doing drugs, get help, go here for free counseling and treatment. You know, socialism. So in the meantime, though, enjoy your heroin, just try to be careful and do drugs in a group. Have someone check on you. Oh, I forget to use my automated I'm driving so I can't text you back right now function on my phone. But I don't think a meth addict is going to go to a friend, hey, are you busy for the next 48 hours? Because I'm going to be using, and if you could block out your busy day of looting and begging and picking at your scabs to keep an eye on me, I'd really appreciate it. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I offend the homeless meth addicts? Tough shit. Let me run a care check. Nope, not getting any readings. Yeah, with each passing week, my tolerance for bullshit fades a little bit more. And that leads us to some a la carte items on the menu today. Here we go. How has the phrase Black Friday not been canceled? I mean, come on, you're slipping, amateur nation. Saw this on social media. What's the difference between Rittenhouse and the vax? Kyle's shots were effective. Thank you, I'm here all week. Try the veal. Zoom, when a group text isn't annoying enough. The idea of allowing non-citizens and illegal immigrants, and yes, a human can indeed be illegal, amateurs, just because you write it on, write the opposite on a protest sign doesn't make it the truth. The idea of allowing illegal immigrants to vote would be like being a guest at a party of someone's house you don't even know, and you start remodeling the place. It's like going to a restaurant, walking right into the kitchen and changing the menu. It would be like you, as an American, going to another country for vacation and voting during their elections. You know, like these illegal immigrants will be doing. Kicking bad people out of this country is just as important as keeping the bad people from coming in. It's time for mass extradition. And don't tell me, oh, we couldn't do that. We wouldn't be able to do it. Look, we round up illegals running amok. We certainly can round up commies disguised as Americans and ship them to communist countries. I'm not talking about extraditing the illegals that have crossed the border and have snuck their way in. Yeah, they need to go. I'm talking about Americans who say they're American when in reality, they're fucking communists. There's no reason why we can't extradite. If you start acting like a fucking commie and you're speaking out against America and all of your behaviors and your posts are clearly aligned with communist policies, bye, get the fuck out. We certainly can round up commies disguised as Americans. They'd be begging to return like a little kid on punishment who says, I'll be good, permanently, out of the country, it's a timeout. Here's a fun fact, anti-plastic straw amateurs. Asia and Africa account for 95% of plastic pollution in the oceans. Europe, North, and South America account for the remaining 5%. America's straws, less than 0.03%. I know, but CNN said... Speaking of fake science, mainstream media is trying to make you believe that the sudden increase in myocarditis is because the pandemic stress led to poor diets. Well, all right, even if that was true, what did you expect? We stayed inside, didn't exercise, ate crap, watched Netflix, and had everything delivered. Oh, yeah, that was part of the plan all along. Yeah, see, pros already knew that was coming, that was part of the plan, and we lived our lives anyway. But enjoy your shortened lifespan, amateurs. At least your final shortened days were spent staying safe. Here's a CDC fun fact. The CDC recently admitted that the vaccines cause myocarditis and myocarditis with pericarditis. But don't worry, it's only highest in adolescents and young adults, boys more than girls, and it's higher after two doses, not one. And just a few days after vaccinations, mostly within a week, so you have time to plan your entire life dealing with that. And the cases tend to be clinically mild. Feel better? Well, you should. It came from the CDC. Oh, look at that. We were due for a news bulletin, this just in. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Producer, here we go. 99% fully vaccinated in the University of California Berkeley football team has postponed their games due to 44 COVID cases. I'm very happy that it happened in Berkeley. Time now for three pro things. There are. I still find three things each week that are done right. Number one. You know, if there's one good thing that came from the pandemic and the blatant government, media, big tech, and big pharma corruption and criminal activity, it's the surge of brilliant, succinct, insightful tweets from around the world. Try this one on for size by Omar Navarro, and his handle is @RealOmarNavarro. He says this, if you need violence to enforce your ideas, then your ideas are worthless. I could even simplify that more. If you gotta sell me on it, I ain't buying it. Number two. And this quote by Polish author Monika Wisniewska. I hope I said her name correctly. Wisniewska. Here's her quote. She says, the vaccine should be tested on politicians first. If they survive, the vaccine is safe. If they don't, then the country is safe. Right? Look, if the politicians are so confident that with what they have, if the politicians would stake their very lives on it and let an average everyday doctor, not one they picked, an average everyday doctor chosen at random, jab them on live TV, then one of two things happen. They would feel the hesitancy, the apprehensiveness, and the reluctance to believe that this poison is safe, or they'd be fine. Number three. New Jersey Nets NBA player Enes Kanter. First, he calls out Lakami James for not speaking out against the slavery atrocities in China. Then, he has an illustration of commie leader Xi Jinping crowning James on his game day shoes. And now, he's calling out his very own boss. Here's your headline from NBCSports.com. Enes Kanter calls Nets owner Joe Tsai a coward and puppet of Chinese government. Apparently, the owner of the Nets said, "They all stand united when it comes to the territorial integrity of China and the country's sovereignty over her homeland." That framing matched the Chinese government, which strong-armed Hong Kong protesters who were trying to maintain and expand their freedoms. Joe Tsai has close ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Celtic center Enes Kanter, who called Chinese President Xi Jinping a dictator and called out LeBron James and Nike for their stances on China, zeroed in on Tsai, saying, "The owner of the Brooklyn Nets is a coward and a puppet of the Chinese government. Being anti-CCP does not mean being anti-Asian. It's possible to stop Asian hate and stand up against the CCP. Human rights are not Western values. They are universal values. Spineless Joe Tsai." Well done. And by the way, the very fact that a player and someone living in America as a citizen can criticize his commie boss in the press shows and illustrates the very freedoms that we have in this country. Enes Kanter knows he wouldn't have those same freedoms were he playing in China. Well, I appreciate you listening to episode 150 and hopefully the 149 before it. We've got more to come, so stay with me on this podcast. You can get your No Amateurs tees and keychains on sale, lousantini.com/shop. Follow my Instagram at lou.santini3. Facebook and YouTube, both are Lou Santini Entertainment. Email the show, lou@lousantini.com. Amateur Nation is not just a podcast, it's a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a big major production.
Thanks, Lou. We'll see you next week.
There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly. Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition. Inside, you'll read,
the amateur mission statement.
The 30 truths about amateurs. The 4 stages of being an amateur. Amateur habitats and history. Social media plus me equals amateur.
Technology and amateur behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh out loud real life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by amateur nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.